שנה טובה ומתוקה. We are entering the new year without trees, with the apple and honey, with the joy in our hearts, and also with the hearts full of repentance before the Lord. I want to speak about Rosh Hashanah, and I want to touch a few very important topics during this Rosh Hashanah time. Rosh Hashanah, literally, head of the year. Let's say together, head of the year. It's the Jewish New Year. The biblical name for this holiday is Yom Teruah, day of shouting, raising a noise. Also, this day is called, thank you so much, you enter the New Year. Also, this day is called the Feast of Trumpets. Rosh Hashanah is a two-day celebration which begins on the first day of Tishrei, and it is the first of the high holy days, Yomim Naraim, or in English, I would say in Hebrew, in English, Days of Awe. These are special days from the Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. During the Yomim Naraim, we are supposed to begin a self-examination and repentance. These days begins on Rosh Hashanah and ends on Yom Kippur. So it's only beginning of these days and very excited beginning. We enter into Yom Kippur. On the Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish custom to read the story of Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. And I will read it later about this story. And I would like to talk about two main themes on the Rosh Hashanah. As for me, this is the main themes and I want to share with you. I will not say anything new. Probably you know already, but it's so important to remember what Scripture tells to our hearts. First subject is Teshuva. Let's say it together, Teshuva. In English, it's repentance, Teshuva. One of the best descriptions of Teshuva we can find in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18. And I want to read it from verse 30. Therefore, house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways, says Adonai Elohim. Repent, make teshuva, and turn yourselves away from all your transgressions. I take no pleasure, it's verse 32, I take no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, says Adonai Elohim. So turn yourselves around and live. Let's say together, turn yourselves and live. Meaning of the teshuva, repentance, in Hebrew, it means turn yourselves around. I spend my life going to the one direction. I did what I want to do, but the Lord called me. So I turn myself and I begin to live for the Lord and with the Lord. If you will ask me, what does it mean, turn yourself? I will tell you. It means begin to listen to the Lord and obey Him. Begin to listen to Him and obey Him. Begin to pay attention what He wants for your life and what He wants to do with you. So when you made Shuvah, it means you turn your life from your old ways. And now you remembered. Every day, the Lord is existing. The Lord loves you. The Lord is for you. And He want to be with you. And now the main idea of your life, Lord, what do you want from me? What did I need to do to be close to you? Messiah Yeshua built His teaching upon this truth. And it's Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time on, Yeshua began proclaiming, turn from your sins to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The same, make teshuva, turn yourselves to God. This is the main subject, the main theme, the main idea of Rosh Hashanah. You know, when we begin to eat the honey and apple, It's sweet to us because this sweetness of repentance. This is sweetness of living with the Lord. Sweetness of tshuva, coming to the Lord. All scripture teaches us about the importance of deep changing in our lives, in our hearts. And during the days of we are proclaiming, loud proclaiming, with the sound of shofar, with our hearts. We need to be changed from inside to outside. We need to be changed from inside to outside. I remember before I came to Messiah years ago, I promised myself I will be changed from the Monday, you know. Monday, the best day to change. And it always felt. Because you can't change your heart. It's impossible by your power. It's impossible to do. And it is possible only in the covenant with the Lord through Messiah Yeshua. The only possibility to be changed, the only possibility to know the Lord, the only possibility to make inner tshuva, not outward, but inner tshuva, is with the Messiah and by His power, by His mercy. I want to read from the old Jewish prophet, prophecy, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, and the same place we can find in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. This is the promises to us about coming Messiah, about new covenant with the Lord through Messiah. If you will hear the new covenant is not for Jewish people, I will tell you, this is wrong. This is for Jewish people first. When Yeshua came, He came to the Jewish people first. Because He wanted to renew fellowship, relationship with the Jewish people first. And this is promise. And, you know, sometimes when you read it to the to our brothers, to people who don't know yet Yeshua, they say, you read me New Testament. I don't like New Testament. But this is New Testament from Jeremiah. Chapter 31. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Adonai. With whom? House of Israel. And with all of the nations through the house of Israel. I will put my Torah into their mind, and upon their hearts I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Who? Jewish people, who already His people, who already belong to the Lord. So the Lord wants to renew the covenant with us. He wants to bring the inner tshuva, inner repentance in our deepest of our lives. Return to Him. Not outward, but begins from inside. This is real repentance. This is real change. I remember a time when the Lord came to my life, when Yeshua opened Himself to me. Everything's changed in my life. I was blind before and I begin to see. It looks like I was dead and now I arise. When the Lord touched your heart, something's happened. Something's happened. And I want to invite you into this life. If you don't know yet Yeshua, please, this is the time of tshuva for you. Make your tshuva. Turn to the Lord. Be humble before the word of the Lord, before Jeremiah's word. This is the words from the Lord. According to the teaching of the Torah and the prophets, Messiah will bring restoration, forgiveness, freedom to the Jewish people, and all the nations of this world. Only through Messiah is possible. No other ways. He is only hope for Israel. This is very important to remember. The Messiah, Mashiach, anointed one. It's so, so great. I don't know. My heart is filled and, you know, with the love from the Lord. Because He so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Not to judge the world, not to judge you, but to save you. I will speak later about it. The great prophet Ishayahu, Isaiah, in chapter 61, gave powerful prophecy. And this was prophecy about the Messiah, about Yeshua. And I want to read from Luke chapter 4, fulfillment of this prophecy. And Yeshua came to Nazareth, where he had been raised. As was his custom, please be careful, it was his custom to be in the synagogue, to read from the Torah, because he is the Jew. Something new. He went into the synagogue on Shabbat and he got up to read. When the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, I want to just focus you. It was the prophet Isaiah scroll, Jewish scriptures, the heart of the Jewish people. When you will hear the lie that Jews don't believe in Yeshua, don't believe in this. Because Yeshua is the heart of Jewish people. He was living according to the Torah. He is the living Torah. So he took the prophet Isaiah scroll from and begin to read from chapter 61. It's in the in this Bible, in our Bibles. You can find it in the chapter 61. And he began to read. The Ruach Adonai is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of Adonai's favor. Then he began to tell them, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears. Powerful, anointed, sharp, I would say sharp. You cannot not go to left or to right. Now, here, this prophecy has been fulfilled through Yeshua the Messiah. Through Yeshua the Messiah. We were slaves in our sins and transgressions. We were brokenhearted in our unforgiveness. We were unable to get out of our prisons, and he brought us healing, restoration, and forgiveness. I don't want to live without this light, because this is completely different life with Yeshua. With Yeshua, his freedom. He want to free you, and he want to free you from your own chains. So many people, they are free outside. They're living how they want to live. But you know, slavery inside, you cannot do anything with it. It's inside of you. So many people rich, have everything, but empty and miserable. Empty, miserable. This is the curse of this time, of these years. But Yeshua, he gave fulfillment of the prophecy. He gave fullness to our lives. He changed our lives from inside to outside. You know, these gifts you can't buy for any money. It's impossible to fight for these gifts. You can receive it only through humbleness, through tshuva, through repentance. When you turn according to scriptures, turn from your own ways, from your own understandings, turn to the Lord and accept his ways, his understandings, and his Messiah. Second thing I want to share with you, team, I believe that the Rosh Hashanah speaks to us about the Messiah. It's so obvious. This is obvious and clear message to our lives. Messiah Yeshua is a Jew. I want to tell you one more time. He not was a Jew. He is a Jew. It's very important to remember. He don't not Greek. He not Roman. He's Jew. Because you can find it in the Revelation, many other books. He continuously to count himself and connect himself with the Jewish people. Messiah Yeshua, he's Jew. He lived in Israel. His custom was to teach in the synagogue And his teaching and lifestyle was according to the teaching of the Torah. He is living Torah. He revealed the Torah to the people of Israel. But why many of the Jewish people didn't recognize him? Why many people don't accept him yet? I think one of the reasons, and I want to share with you this reason, because they wait a Messiah ben David. Messiah ben David. They wait king to, who will rule over the world. They wait Messiah who will redeem from the slavery of Rome. And he will come second time as a ruler, as a king, as a ruler under the whole world. Yes, he will come. But for first time, he came as a son of Joseph, the suffering Messiah who brought spiritual freedom and redeemed us from our internal slavery. It was his task. He came to take our sins upon himself, our iniquities upon himself. And this is why, as a messianic believer, I have a deep understanding of the story of Akedat Yitzchak, sacrifice of Isaac. This story tells me about the great sacrifice for me personally, for payment for my sins. When you read Maschor in these days, you can find the prayers when Jewish people in these days, they are praying to the Lord and they're telling to the Lord, Lord, remember Isaac and his sacrifice and forgive us and redeem us because of the sacrifice of Isaac. But wait a minute. Isaac was alive. He not shared his blood. This sacrifice does not count. I believe this is the prophetic picture for us today. The Lord wants to show us something. I want to read carefully from Akedat. This is the Genesis chapter 22. And this is also gospel. Brita Hadasha. New Testament in the first book of Bible speaks about the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Just read it carefully and you will find it here. Chapter 22, after these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and he answered, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. There you are to offer him as a burnt offering on the mountain that I will point out to you. Very careful. Be careful here. In the Mount of Zion, I will point mountain there for you. Yitzchak spoke to Abraham, his father. It's verse 7. My father, he answered, here I am, my son. He said, I see the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham replied, God will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And they both went on together. They came to the place God had told him about, and Abraham built the altar here, there, set the wood in order, bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar, on the wood. Then Abraham put out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of Adonai called to him out of heaven, Abraham, Abraham. He answered, here I am. He said, don't lay your hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. For now I know that you are a man who fears God, because you are not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the bushes by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as the burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham called the place Adonai Yireh. Adonai will see, or another translation, Adonai provides. As it says to these days, on the mountain Adonai is sin. What does it mean, Adonai provides? Please, take one moment, like, breath here. I want to paint pictures for you. Here the altar, here the wood, here the fire, here the knife, here the Isaac, only son, beloved son of his father who loved him so much. And now he took the knife to kill Isaac, and the Lord begins to speak something. And he tells him, don't touch the son because Adonai will provide. I know some people think it's about money. Adonai will provide money. Adonai will provide good life. Adonai will provide health. Adonai. Yes. Amen. He's providing life for us. But I believe this is a prophetic picture that Lord told to Abraham. He called Abraham my friend. And he revealed him the great revelation about coming Messiah. And he told them, literally he told them, in the first book of Bible, Torah, he told them, I will provide. Don't kill your son. I will provide. And he did. He provided. According to the scholars, the mountains of Zion, one of the mount called Golgotha. And this mount, most famous mount on the face of the earth because of Yeshua. I believe this is the prophetic picture and the main idea of the Torah, atonement through the sacrifice of Messiah. Father gave us his only and his only beloved son. And this was the moment of sacrifice, not during the time of Abraham. It was prophetic picture for future. This was prophetic picture for future. And now we live in this future. Because Adonai, he's provide. He did. I wait for this time when our people will open their eyes of faith, and we will see these places from the Torah, from the first books of Torah. Obvious message, new covenant for us. I want to read from the Brit Hadashah prophecy. Probably this is the most notable verse from the scriptures. This is fulfillment of the Akedah. Akedah fulfilled in the Brit Hadashah. I can prove you. This is the Yohanan chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not put his trust in the name of the one and only Ben Elohim, Son of God, Son of the Lord. You see, this is the prayer, right prayer. The Lord, forgive me because of your son who died for me. This is the right Siddur prayer. Father, accept me, not because of my righteous deeds, not because of me. I deserve died, I deserve punishment, but because of you, provide on the might of Zion, Golgotha, sacrifice for me. So if you don't trust Yeshua yet, if you're wandering in your life without his love and his forgiveness, if you still try and redeem yourself, soon we will have Yom Kippur. And you know what many, many of Jewish people doing? They took the chicken and they begin to... Don't do it, please. Not do it, please. Stop. Stop. This is not sacrifice. This is cheap. This is not true. This is false. You can't buy the sacrifice and forgiveness by the blood of chicken or something else. Because you have already price paid for your life. And because of him and his price, you are redeemed today. If you don't have yet, receive him. This is the best time to receive Yeshua as your personal Lord and Savior. Get right with the Lord. Do not go out of here without Yeshua in your heart. Be sure you have peace with him. This is time for you. Also, I want to add a few words to us who are believers in this place. You can ask me, and what about us? We already know Yeshua, we're already here. I want to tell you, I know life sometimes is tough and full of surprises. Pleasant surprises, we like pleasant surprises. And not pleasant surprises. We don't like this not pleasant surprises. Sometimes we are making mistakes. Or me only. Sometimes when I speak, maybe I'm only doing this. Sometimes we are making mistakes, doing something wrong, not pleasing the Lord how we're supposed to do. And it's oftentimes fell short. Sometimes we're doing something wrong. I want to give you the hope and comfort from the Lord today. Keep follow the Lord. Live in Tshuva. Tshuva, it's not just one time you stand up, return to the ark, and everything good. Tshuva is the way of life. Let's say way of life. You keep going with the Lord. And if you made steps somewhere else, just return to him. Look at him. If you remember the story about Peter, Shimon, who was walking in the water, and he began to dry. And remember what's happened there. Yeshua came to him and just gave him his hand. And when Peter saw Yeshua, he was saved. This is the moment of truth for us. So keep going in Tshuva. Keep living in Tshuva. If you fall, stand up and keep going. Not give up with the Lord. The Lord still loves you more than you can imagine. When you read this chapter 3, verse 16, from English language. From Yohanan. Please remember, John. Please remember, this is not only for new believers to get them to the congregation so they can be belonging to us. This for you. This for you. The Lord still loves you more than you can imagine. And if you hear the loud voice of your enemy, maybe enemy told you, Lord is hate you, you failed, you are not worthy to have God's love, it's done with you. You know, if you hear these voices, I want to read one place of scripture, small place, and I will end with it. Romans chapter 5, took it very seriously for you. Read it to yourself. This is like help, like medicine for life. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in that the Messiah died on our behalf while we were still sinners. Therefore, since we have now come to be considered righteous by means of his bloody sacrificial death, and now it's be careful. How much more we be delivered through him from the anger of God's judgment? For if we're reconciled with God through his son's death, when we were enemies, how much more will we be delivered by his life now that we are reconciled? Amen. And during the days of when many Jewish people will live in fears and uncertainty, please remember, you're already forgiven. You're already beloved. You're already inscribed in the heavens, in the books of life. And have joy with the Tshuva. Amen. Amen.
when you decide to follow the Lord, tell someone. Tell Rabbi Uri. Where'd Rabbi Uri go? Tell. There he is. Yeah. Tell Rabbi Uri. Tell me. Tell one of us. Tell a lot of people. Because as you are proclaiming the new faith that you have, God uses you. Even at the new beginning, he uses you to do great things and to have an impact on other people who couldn't be reached by someone else. Would you please rise for Avinu Malkeinu? Join me. Our Father, our King, be merciful and answer us. Though we have no worthy deeds, treat us charitably with loving kindness, for you have saved us.
Avinu Malke.
Proclaim together the kingship of God, HaMelech, the king sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. Say that with me. The king sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. HaMelech HaYoshev Al Kisei Ram Vanisa. We pray Zachreinu together with Jews all over the world, and we are saying, Lord, remember us unto life. But I can tell you, as Messianic Jews, we go a step further and we say, Lord, thank you for remembering us. Thank you for remembering us. Because we don't want to live in a condition of uncertainty. Yeshua taught his disciples, rejoice, not that you have power over demons and even that people get healed and delivered, but rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. Remember us unto life, O King who delights in life, and inscribe us into the book of life for your sake, O God of life.
Zachreinu l'chaim, melech hafeitz b'chaim, v'chatveinu b'sefer hachaim, l'mancha Elohim, Lehmancha Elohim, Lehmancha Elohim Chayim. Zachreinu l'chaim, Melech hafeitz b'chaim, v'chatveinu b'sefer hachaim. Lehmancha Elohim, למענך אלוהים, למענך אלוהים חיים, למענך אלוהים, למענך אלוהים, למענך אלוהים חיים. Remember us, reward us new life, King who delights in life, dancing you give us life, inscribe our hearts in words of life, inscribe us in the book of life for your name's sake. Remember us, reward us new life, King who delights in life, dancing you give us life, inscribe our hearts with words of life, inscribe us in the book of life for your name's sake, for your name's sake. Zachreinu l'chaim melech hafeitz b'chaim b'chat b'nu b'sefer ha'chaim l'man ha'elohim chaim. Zachreinu l'chaim melech hafeitz b'chaim b'chat b'nu b'sefer ha'chaim l'man ha'elohim chaim. In life, dancing you give us life, inscribe our hearts with words of life, inscribe us in the book of life for your name's sake, for your name's sake. Sefer HaChaim L'mancha Elohim Chaim. Zachreinu L'chaim Melech HaFetz V'chaim Bechat Benu V'sefer HaChaim L'mancha Elohim Chaim. Remember
בחיים בחד בנו בספר החיים למענך אלוהים חיים. זכרנו לחיים מלך הפץ בחיים בחד בנו בספר החיים למענך אלוהים חיים.
know, it's not just a Jewish tradition that on Yom Kippur you wear white garments. It's from the book of Revelation, too. It says, the one who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Can you imagine? We'll have a holiday celebration. Yeshua says, come here, come here. He says, come here. You'll come. He says, change your clothes. Okay, so you put on the white. And then he says, this is one of mine. He'll take that book of life that he is the only one who has the right to open up. And he'll say, here's the name. You can see it's right here. What an awesome time. It's always great to practice, isn't it? To get ready. Well, I want to invite the shofar team to come back up. To stir us. Because shortly we're going to have apples and honey. A little sugar rush.
I'll tell you ahead of time, we need people that are interested in the shofar. I will teach you, help you get your horn shaped properly. And all you need to do is call Jared and ask him for the name and number of the shofar man. Okay, now, I was appropriately named that by you. At the end, we have the blowing of the shofar, the very loud one, where we try to last as long as we can before we turn blue. But that's also in the book, in the Days of Awe, the description is that it's where the people let go. They shout with joy and they sing and dance to show God how much they love him, how much they want to be part of his world. So you're on the spot. Do it.
Tekiya. Shevarim. Teruah. Tekiya. Tekiya Godola.
Awesome. Let's thank the Lord